This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 17, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Aero News has confirmed a C-130C amphibian, one of the test aircraft participating in the company's certification program, went down Wednesday afternoon in a heavily wooded area near the town of Stead, Manitoba. The one pilot on board the aircraft is reported lost. Richard Silva, founder and president of Seawind LLC, confirmed Wednesday's accident. Quote, "We're awaiting more information. It's a tragic event," unquote. Last month at AirVenture 2007, Silva told ANN the 300C only needed to complete spin testing to receive its oft-delayed VFR type certificate from Transport Canada and the FAA. What effect Wednesday's accident will have on those plans remains unknown. ANN will have more information as it becomes available. The official line is that the pilot in command is responsible for making sure his plane is on the right runway and responsible for making the decision when conditions preclude a safe takeoff. But the FAA is acknowledging that airport conditions and markings are a safety issue and is assembling special teams of inspectors to study the issues at more than 20 U.S. airports. The Associated Press reports that Marion Blakey of the Federal Aviation Administration held a closed-door meeting Wednesday with 40 airline representatives, aircraft manufacturers, air traffic controllers, avionics executives, and FAA inspectors to tackle what Deputy Administrator Bobby Sturgill called some incidents of late that concern us. The list of airports is still being assembled, but Sturgill said that Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, site of last year's Comair accident, in which Flight 5191 took off from the wrong runway and crashed, would not be on that list because the airport has already voluntarily upgraded its runway markings. FAA Associate Safety Administrator Nick Sabatini did tell the AP that the FAA had been studying 117 reports of such activity received over the last 10 years, submitted by flight crews that experienced some confusion during taxiing. For the first time in nearly 30 years, Los Angeles International Airport will be gaining some new gates, 10 of them. The LA City Council voted unanimously for the new gates on Wednesday in a reported effort to not only accommodate new jets coming on the market, such as Boeing's 787 Dreamliner and the Airbus A380, but also to remain competitive with other city airports, according to the LA Times. The city of Los Angeles has struggled for years to form a solid, comprehensive master plan for its airport. The last proposal was blown apart by a lawsuit filed by nearby residents on the "more airport means more noise" premise. Somewhere, an IT department has egg on its face. It turns out the computer crash that stranded 17,000 international passengers on planes at LAX on Sunday was caused by one faulty network card in a single desktop computer. The resulting delays forced some planes to sit on the tarmac for hours. Jennifer Connors, a chief in the Office of Field Operations for the Customs and Border Protection Agency, said it was completely an internal problem. Quote, "All indications are there was no hacking, no tampering, no terrorist link, nothing like that," unquote. She added that there is a project underway to upgrade the entire U.S. Customs Information Technology System at major international airports. The LAX leg of the work is scheduled for completion by October of 2008. L.A. City Council members Bill Rosendahl and Janice Hahn have demanded an immediate report on what has been done to permanently correct the computer malfunction and contingency plans in the event this happens again. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. NASA continues to mull a spacewalk to fix Endeavour's heat shield. AOPA says all those small jets clogging big airports belong to the airlines. And a Navy Hawkeye is down in the Atlantic with three aboard. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today we'll get an update from Kate Hanai, founder and president of the Coalition for an Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.